I farm just west of Wilmer, about 7 miles on Highway 40, about 100 miles west of the Twin Cities.
Today, the Environmental Protection Agency finalized their renewable volume obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Your initial thoughts on the final decision from EPA?
Well, I was happy to see that the numbers were a little better than what was proposed back this summer, but overall, I'm not pleased that it's not following what the RFS intention was when it was enacted in law years ago, and so just disappointed in those numbers.
Noah, what does the RFS mean to corn growers in Minnesota?
Well, it's a real important, having renewable fuel. It's an important market for corn farmers in our rural areas. Just having that more stability and having a renewable product that we can grow and grow well most years. So that's why that's important.
There's talk about a blend wall, and also talk that there isn't adequate infrastructure in place to support the amount of ethanol that's being produced. What do you say to that claim?
Well, it's a mythical thing that the oil industry wants to push on most people, and it's an easy thing that they can kind of target, but there is actually no such thing as a blend wall. No, for instance, here in Minnesota, we've actually pushed past that blend wall. I believe we're around 12% renewable in the industry, and we're hoping to keep increasing that.
I noticed certainly with traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday, gas prices are probably a little cheaper than what we're accustomed to this time of year. How does ethanol and renewable fuels play into that?
Yeah, I mean, having ethanol available, as still, even though the price of gas has gone down, just having, most gas is at least 10%. Ethanol, if nothing else, and that's helped push the price of gas down. There's been quite a few university studies that have shown that there's a significant reduction in the price per gallon of gas due to being able to blend ethanol.
It's been an odd year regarding the RFS with the RVOs for 2014, 2015, and 2016 all being changed to some degree. As you look ahead to 2016 and beyond, what do you think the future of the RFS is?
Well, I hope that we can keep, pushing those numbers higher. Hopefully, the proposed numbers we can, push higher than what they have. And continue with what the law was proposed to do, or not proposed, put in the law back in 2007. I think that the future is bright for the renewable fuel industry, and we've got great infrastructure, we've got investment available, or I should say it's adequate right now, and I know that a lot of farmers like myself are trying to figure out where they're going to put a lot of this excess corn, and as we keep pushing our yields up higher, and so I'm a big fan of the renewable fuel standard. I hope that we can continue it.
Noah, anything else on today's announcement?
Well, I guess we're, as the president of the Corn Growers, I would have liked to seen the RFS law fulfilled to what it was supposed to be. Hopefully we can keep keep talking to EPA, and who knows, maybe we can sway their mind a little bit.